Move closer. Follow the three children scrambling over the thin membrane of brick and mortar that holds the wood back from the semi-Ds. Their bodies have the perfect economy of latency. They are streamlined and unself-conscious, paired to light flying machines. White tattoos, lightning bolt, star, A, flash where they cut band-aids into shapes and let the sun brown around them. A flag of white blonde hair flies out. Toe hold, knee on the wall, up and over and gone. The wood is all flicker and murmur and illusion. Its silence is a pointillist conspiracy of a million tiny noises, rustles, flurries, nameless truncated shrieks. Its emptiness teems with secret life, scurrying just beyond the corner of your eye. Careful. Bees zip in and out of cracks in the leaning oak. Stop to turn any stone and strange larvae will wriggle irritably while an earnest thread of ants twines up your ankle. In the ruined tower, someone's abandoned stronghold, nettles thick as your wrist, sees between the stones, and at dawn, rabbits bring their kittens out from the foundations to play on ancient graves. These three children own the summer. They know the wood as surely as they know the micro-landscapes of their own grazed knees. Put them down blindfolded in any dell or clearing, and they could find their way out without putting a foot wrong. This is their territory, and they rule it wild and lordly as young animals. They scramble through its trees and hide and seek in its hollows all the endless day long, and all night in their dreams. They're running into legend, into sleepover stories and nightmares parents never hear. Down the faint lost paths you would never find alone, skidding round the tumbled stone walls, they stream calls and shoelaces behind them like comet trails. And who is it waiting on the riverbank with his hands in the willow branches, whose laughter tumbles swaying from a branch high above? Whose is the face in the undergrowth, in the corner of your eye, built of light and leaf shadow, there and gone in a blink? These children will not be coming of age, this or any other summer. This August will not ask them to find hidden reserves of strength and courage as they confront the complexity of the adult world and come away sadder and wiser and bonded for life. This summer has other requirements for them.